Dreamscape presents Never Laugh as a Hearse Goes by Elizabeth J. Duncan. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Chapter 1.
Hello, darling. It's me. Just wanted to let you know that I will be attending the conference at the library after all. It'll be wonderful to see you, but we'll have to be careful. We wouldn't want, well, you know.
The speaker cleared his throat and hesitated, as if trying to decide whether he should say anything more, then apparently deciding to leave it at that, or perhaps just not wanting to say too much, he ended with a somewhat lame,
"Right, well, bye now, and we'll talk soon, I hope."
Penny Branigan's finger hovered over the delete key, then setting down a bag of shopping, she eased herself into the wing-back chair beside the telephone, and when she was seated, reached down and picked up a small cat, who settled comfortably into her lap. She stroked his luxurious grey fur as she listened to the message again. She did not recognize the caller, and this voicemail message, spoken in a precise, cultured English accent tinged with a bit of border Welsh, was clearly not meant for her. The man had misdialed and got a wrong number, her number. She pressed the save button.
"Well, Harrison," she said, "what do you make of that?"
Harrison purred loudly and kneaded her lap with his paws.
"You don't care, do you? Of course you don't, and why should you?"
She put him down, and with him weaving in and out of her legs, she walked to the kitchen to see about meals for both of them.
"What do you want for your supper?"
She opened a cupboard, pulled out a tin, and showed it to him. "Salmon?" Harrison meowed his approval.
"Very intriguing indeed," agreed Victoria.